News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The number of Dubliners using bicycles on an almost daily basis has increased by nearly 50% in just 2 years. And this is amid research that shows that 660,000 fewer cars are daily on the roads around all of our major urban centres around the country because people have shifted out of the car and onto wheels, walking, cycling and other forms of transport. With us is Fionnuala O'Driscoll, who is Senior Programme Manager with the NTA. To start with that 50% increase in 2 years, Fionnuala, that's an extraordinary increase. What's driving it?
Sure is. What's driving it is better infrastructure and a cultural change across the capital, really. So what we see is there's 12% of people are travelling by bike 5 days a week or more. 70% of people are walking or wheeling, and that's the use of a mobility aid. That's not the scooters that everyone sees out and about. So there's a real push towards active travel, and people are voting with their feet. And that is the number of people, as you said in the intro there, the number of people who are choosing to walk, wheel or cycle when they had a car available across all of our five metropolitan cities is contributing to less cars on the road. It's 660,000 cars off the road every day. And that has huge health, environmental and economic benefits, about 3 billion euros in economic annual benefit to individuals and society. So those who are choosing to do that when they have a car available, those numbers are increasing. It's great to see. And across the board, and this survey, by the way, is representative. It's not just those who walk, wheel or cycle. It was demographically representative and of the whole populations in those areas. Across the board, we're seeing greater support for investment in walking, wheeling, cycling and public transport over and above the car, which is great to see. And people are telling us they want to walk and wheel more. About half of people want to walk more and about a third of people want to cycle more. So, yeah, overall, a very positive story for larger urban areas.
Now, the National Transport Authority obviously wants to encourage this. One of the big challenges for thus far, I think, for Ireland's urban centres is what's called that last mile. If you get on a bus and it stops you a mile from, other countries seem to do a good job in blending the various different forms of transport, letting you take a bicycle on the bus or whatever else it might be. How well do you think Ireland does by comparison?
I think we're getting there. We've had a bit of an infrastructure deficit. We've had like decades and decades of investment in just roads rather than in alternative forms of transport. But we're addressing that in the last couple of years. And we are very focused in the NTA and working with our local authorities on improving walking facilities. Walking is an extremely important transport mode. It's the glue that keeps our communities together also. But it's, as you said, that last mile so that it's easy to get to the bus stop. You know, it's lit, it's an even surface, it's safe, it's attractive. And we're putting benches and planting in most of our schemes now to really encourage people to, you know, enjoy their streets and get out there and walk. And that integration is a huge part of the whole transport network. And including a lot more in the report. We count how much more cycle parking we have, and we're putting more of that at our train stations. Our large destinations. In fact, UCD has more cycle parking than car parking at the moment.
Fionnuala, what about the implicit risks with that? Because the Road Safety Authority would say that they're trying to focus on vulnerable road users, and they are pedestrians, they are cyclists. And presumably the downside of encouraging more people to walk and more people to cycle is you put more people in those vulnerable categories.
Well, it's all about infrastructure, and that's what people are saying. What would help them walk and wheel more is safer infrastructure. And that's the type of infrastructure we've been investing in the NTA with our local authorities, really ramped up over the last 5 years. And people have seen it on the streets. It does mean protected cycle infrastructure, so it's no longer a line on the road and hope that the traffic stays out of it. It's a curb. It's your own space. Better footpaths and that better crossing facilities, you know, and all of that has impact on our streets. So, but that is what people are telling us will help them walk and wheel more. And in fact, they're telling us that's the kind of infrastructure they will support, even if it means less room, you know, for traffic on the roads. So across the board, across all of the five cities, people are telling us they will support that trade-off.
Fionnuala, thank you very much. Fionnuala O'Driscoll there, Senior Programme Manager with the NTA.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.